Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Bank of Cardiff. My name is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. My name is Lamar Strong. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I think I left you a message earlier, correct?
Yeah. There's a young lady in your office named, I hope I get this right, is it Gia or Jaya?
It's Ja. It's no worries.
Jaya. Okay, yeah, okay. So anyway, yeah, she's emailed me a couple of times, and I think she tried to get in touch with me and was unsuccessful. So she just sent me an email earlier today with your information on it.
Okay.
So, you know, she when she emailed me, she was referring to some mailer or offering that had been sent out. And quite frankly, I don't remember it. I don't know. I know that you guys do. I don't know what kind of financing you do.
Okay. Well, let me bring up your file, and can you bear with you for about 30 seconds while I load this up?
Okay.
Perfect. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. So, yep, I got it right here. So what do we offer? We offer only pretty much business financing. We offer all different types of business loans. So we offer everything from factoring to unsecured lines of credit to term loans to equipment loans. Everything is small to medium-sized business focused here. I guess the question I'd ask you is, what kind of finance are you seeking? Could you tell me a little about your business, and I could tell you, what would be a suitable product?
Okay, so we're about anywhere from $12 to $15 million a year business. We're a regional structural steel fabricator in South Texas.
Okay.
We run a pretty good business. We went through some trauma, financial trauma, over the last 3 or 4 years due to a extremely large non-payment on a contract that we've been working through, but it's made life a little bit difficult for us.
And are you the owner of the company, correct?
I am.
How did you get involved in this line of work? Is it family, or you were working for someone else?
I've been at it for almost 27 years now. I came into the line of work through my what eventually became my in-laws. I went to work for another company for them while I was in college, and worked for them for several years until my father-in-law passed away, and they ultimately just shrink the company down to, that was about a $30 million a year operation, and I was the head of operations. And then when he died, my mother-in-law wanted to shrink it down to more like a hobby, a $3 to $5 million a year business.
Okay. So I wouldn't say that's really a hobby, but still a nice business.
Well, in this industry, you can't do much for $3 to $5 million.
Okay.
So what we did at the time was we thought it made sense. I went and started my own company, and then she did what she was going to do, and she ran her company for like another 2.5 years after I left, and then decided to go ahead and retire and shut it down. So
okay.
Anyway, it's the only thing I've ever done.
All right.
I don't know what other background I can give you.
No, just sounds pretty straightforward. You've been in the business. I guess the question I'd ask you is, since you're in South Texas or in Texas in general, is any of your business related to the oil field, the oil industry, or no?
No.
Okay, so you've dodged a nice bullet on that. So I guess kind of to introduce ourselves, by the way, I've been with Cardiff for about 9.5 years. I head up our equipment financing working capital divisions. Let me tell you about the products we offer. Feel free to ask me any questions. I'm here to help and kind of educate people about what we offer. So we are not a traditional bank in the sense. It looks like you did some type of financing with Plains Capital Bank in the past, correct?
Yeah, many years ago. Well,
okay.
Probably 5 or 6 years ago. Great.
All right. We have what we're known for is what we call 3 S's.
I lost you. Are you still there? I lost you for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, what did you say now?
We're known for what I would kind of call the 3 S's, which are speed, size, and sales. And by that I mean we lend off gross sales. We don't necessarily run or spread financials to do a business loan approval. The other thing is size. We do large approvals if need be. And the other thing is most importantly, speed. You can get an answer in 24 hours, if not sooner. We work very quickly. Transactions are usually funded in 1 day, 1 to 2 business days after documents are signed. We have two core products. One is equipment financing. I'm assuming you purchase equipment and vehicles for your business when needed, correct?
That's correct.
So the product we offer is, I'm sure, something you've done before called an equipment finance agreement or a dollar out lease. When you want to purchase equipment, you want to finance it, and you don't want to go through the normal rigmarole of a bank loan, we just need two payments due at signing, just an application, and we instantly pretty much do the approval. The other product we have, which is becoming very popular, is called a working capital term loan. Have you heard of this product? Do you know anything about it?
No, I mean I've seen various types of working capital loans. I have no idea what yours look like.
Okay, so I would ask you a question. So I'm assuming you have some type of line of credit with your bank, correct?
I do.
Can I ask you what your limit is?
$600,000.
Okay.
Well, you know, wait, let's back up. I need to clarify something.
Sure.
So I have one company called Strong Structural Steel, right? Mm-hmm. That's basically the company that I just described to you.
Uh-huh.
I have a second company called Strong Steel of Texas, and that company, all it does is it acquires equipment that's used in the steel erection piece of the business.
Okay.
It's an equipment company only, and it leases the equipment back to Strong Structural Steel. It has one customer. So it's interrelated. I don't know how you look at that, but what I'm looking to do right now is refinance some equipment that Strong Steel of Texas owns.
Okay. Okay, do you mind if I kind of just go into our product real quick and then I can tell you what
we
did on the refinance
side?
Sure.
The other
product we offer is called a working capital term loan. And this is a product used by good, strong, stable businesses for primarily opportunities. And it's a traditional bank. It's not surprising. You do, you know, quite a bit. You're well above $10 million in sales, and you have a $600,000 credit line. And I'm assuming, you know, you don't want to max that out. So a lot of the business owners that we work with, they're always looking for opportunities, and sometimes they have an opportunity to buy, say, a tremendous amount of inventory. Maybe something comes on the market, one of your competitors goes out of business, and they're offering to basically liquidate their inventory for pennies on the dollar. But what you need to do to make that purchase happen is you need cash. Maybe it's $1 million and it's 40 or 50% on the dollar. And what we enable business owners to do is leverage their sales pretty much on an unsecured basis to get an upfront loan. So to give you an idea, we go up to 10% of your gross sales. So potentially we could lend you well over $1 million in cash if you had an opportunity. So that's the other product we offer.
Okay.
So you mentioned refinancing. So can you tell me a little about what you're trying to accomplish here and what the terms are?
There's a couple of pieces to this. I have about 3 or 4 pieces of equipment that are basically their extended reach forklifts and their aerial equipment, things that guys use in the field.
Okay.
I'm paying a little too much interest on that. And then there's two more pieces of equipment that I'd like to buy. One of them is a crane. It'd be about a $90,000 acquisition. And the other one is an extended reach forklift. It would be about a $30,000 acquisition.
Okay. So are these pieces of equipment currently financed, or are you trying to purchase them?
No, a friend of mine that owns an equipment company out of Corpus, Texas, wanted to sell these to me 4 or 5 months ago. I was kind of reluctant at the time, and he said, take them, rent them, and use them for a while. And if you like them and it makes sense, then let's talk about you purchasing them down the road.
Okay.
And we're now 6 months down the road, and I think it's fair to say that we're using them to their fullest capacity, and he'd like to be cashed out.
And how much does that equipment cost that he's selling you, potentially?
The crane is about $90,000. These are rough numbers, $90,000. And the forklift is about $28,000 or $30,000.
And can I ask what you're paying on rent for both items per month?
Right now we're paying 6,500 for the cream.
Okay.
And 2,800 for the forklift or something like that.
So a pretty hefty payment. Okay. And then the last question I have for you is, the numbers you're quoting me for the purchase, are you getting rental credit towards that, or that just money's kind of
gone? Am I getting what?
Rental credit. So is that 130 number?
Part of we've already paid it down. Some of the rent that we're paying has been applied to the purchase price.
Okay. And last question. I'm really just here to ask questions and figure out the transaction in a quick manner. Have you approached any other financing companies or bank about financing, or is this the first step?
No, this is the first step.
Okay. We have a really simple product that would most likely, I think, be a good fit for you or your business. It's called an equipment finance agreement, like I said, or a dollar out lease. We can do up to $150,000 with just an application and 3 months bank statements. So if I send you an application to get 3 months bank statements and, of course, a quote on the equipment, I could turn around an approval for you in generally about 2 to 4 hours. The terms on that, you're not going to require to put equity, just a first and last payment. You can do anything from 2 to 5 years. How old is the equipment, though? That is one question I would have. How old is the equipment?
I don't remember the year models. It's probably 7 years old.
Okay. Used equipment, we sometimes put restrictions on it. It really depends, but you should probably expect anything from 3 to 5 years. Shouldn't be an issue. Everything's fixed. And then I guess the only question I would ask you is, which business is purchasing this? I guess you have one piece of, you have two companies, but
Strong Steel of Texas would be buying the equipment because that's where we hold all of that equipment.
Okay. I think just, unless it's something, and I could always be missing this, our credit department would probably ask. They'd put the financing under Strong Steel of Texas, but they'd ask for the co-guarantee of your company because they understand the equipment is kind of co-mingled, which I don't think would be an issue. But we could do the transaction for you start to finish.
And then I would also be interested in maybe $200,000 in working capital.
Okay. I can do both for you at the same time or break it up. Let me ask you some pretty pointed questions.
Okay.
Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
Yes.
Okay. With your bank or with another institution?
I did it with another. Well, let's see. I've done one. I did it with a bank. Yeah.
Okay. So the product that we offer, it's much, much different than a traditional bank line. It's very, very different. So I guess the question I'd ask you is, let me tell you about the product. So the working capital product, you could qualify for $200,000. That's not the problem. I guess I'd ask you is, what would this money be used for?
Just for operations, for covering payroll during slow receivable times and maintenance expenses, things of that nature.
Okay. With a working capital loan, just so you know, generally the terms that we offer for cash is anywhere between 6 months to 2 years. That's what you'd be looking at for an unsecured cash loan. And a lot of customers, when they hear that, they say, well, no, I'm looking for something that's 5 years, and so I don't want you to apply for that if it's not a product that would suit your needs. But that product can get approved quickly. Go ahead.
If it's based on something that short, then what I would probably do is reduce the amount.
Okay. I mean, I can always get you an approval. There's no charge or obligation, and then you can give me your feedback.
Right. Okay.
Do I have your right email? Did I send you one earlier or no?
No, I got one from Jai.
Okay.
But I did not get one from you. If I did, I don't remember it. I'm sorry.
No, it's not a problem. What's your email?
Lamar, LAMAR, @ strongsteel.com.
Lamar @ strong, STEEL.com?
No, yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, Lamar, when are you looking to get this equipment? I guess the question I'd ask you is, I've done this a lot, when is that next rental payment coming up?
Where are we today? Today is the 12th, in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. So basically, just to understand, as long as you pay this guy, he gets his money kind of before 2 weeks, you kind of escape on one of those large rent payments, correct?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, we can make that happen. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to send you over an application. All I need you to return it to me is with 3 months bank statements. I think to be on the safe side, I'm going to ask for 3 months bank statements for each company just to show the relationship, and I think we can get this done for you.
Okay, what I'm going to do, just so you're aware, when you send me that email, I'm going to forward it to a lady named Angie, and get her involved in making things happen, because I'm on the road and working, and she can probably sit at her computer and get it done pretty quickly.
Okay, not a problem. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.